Just outside the eastern Oklahoma town of Shodo, there's a massive coal-fired power plant, and just east of that is the Grand River. It's out of this concrete pipe that wastewater from the plant flows right into it. Tracing the pipe's route back along Highway 412 leads to a collection pond on Grand River Dam Authority property, the final stop for this water before being released. First, it was used in the plant's boiler and cooling system. Then it flowed through a number of other collection ponds meant to separate the clean water from the crud. For Jennifer Duggan, the process is dangerously inadequate.
Clearly, you know, there's extensive data out there to show that, you know, and EPA itself, acknowledges that there are billions of pounds of metals from this industry that are going, you know, into our waters every year.
Duggan helped put together a report for a number of environmental groups, including Waterkeeper Alliance and the Sierra Club. The authors looked at wastewater discharge permits for hundreds of U.S. coal plants. For nearly 70% of them, there are no limits on the amount of arsenic, boron, cadmium, mercury, and selenium plants can dump.
The breakdown here is that those federal standards have not been, for power plants, have not been revised since 1982. And EPA never set any limits on mercury and other toxic pollution in scrubber wastewater and coal ash wastewater. So the only federal limits in place for those waste streams are, you know, total suspended solids, pH, oil, and grease.
Her assessment certainly sounds scary, but don't spit out that piece of catfish or yank the kids into the boat just yet. She said the federal standards haven't been revised. The Clean Water Act, which is the basis for regulating this discharge water, requires states to come up with their own standards. The feds don't include toxic metals in its standards, but Oklahoma does.
The water quality standards are established by the Oklahoma Water Resources Board.
Shelley Chard-McClary with the State Department of Environmental Quality.
We have 6 coal-fired power plants in Oklahoma. All of them test for metals as part of their permitting process and permit application, which means at a minimum of every 5 years, they're doing an extensive list of sample analysis, including all of these metals. None of the 6 power plants were discharging metals in levels that exceeded the criteria established by the water quality standards.
Duggan says every 5 years isn't often enough.
That is not the same as monthly monitoring. You know, the other thing is, too, you know, those types of sample events, you know, they're kind of like a beauty contest. It doesn't necessarily reflect normal operating conditions.
The EPA is currently working to add toxic metals to its decades-old list of standards, and getting off of coal could be a way to avoid any new rules. Derek Smithy at the Oklahoma Water Resources Board says that could be the point of the toxic metals study.
If your agenda is to be alarmist and get people incited, you write it with that perspective in mind. Yeah, there are substances in our waste stream, but it's at such a low concentration as to not be an issue.
The EPA does have to approve Oklahoma standards and permits, and so far, it agrees. For State Impact, I'm Logan Layden.